time your man come home.
Oh, is that good? Oh, is that good?
Did you ever have a girl and you thought she was it, to find out in the long run she ain't even dress her up nice, bought her all over town, and then behind your back she like sleeping around. She stepping out late while you're home in bed, to another brother kicking bass all in her head.
See ya.
You're laying there looking at a photo in frame, and you're chirping like a bird while you're singing her name. You call her every night, then you're off by 10. When you hang up the phone, she hits the road again. Sad what I'm saying, but it's gotta be true. Everybody knows your girl better than you, but what I'm saying is this, you said she never do wrong. You met her at first, she did a dancing song, said I'll stay with you forever and brighten your world. Face it, somebody's bumping your girl, somebody else bumped your girl.
Hit him better than you.
And the thought of it wrecked your world. Somebody else bumped your girl. It makes you mad, don't it?
Yep.
Somebody else bumped your girl.
Hit him better than you.
And the thought of it wrecked your world. Somebody else bumped your girl. It'll make you ill, won't it?
Word.
I met this kid named Jesse on my way uptown. Sitting on the train, on his face was a frown. I said, my man, what's the matter? Then he started to sweat. Said my girl left the crib and she didn't come home yet. Fox,
is.
I'm hurt. Sad as could be, cause every time she leaves, she always calls me, but I ain't heard a word. I'm worried to death.
Man.
I can't understand why she up and just left. How long has it been? He said about 6 days, and man, I did a lot of praying, and I hope that it pays. I looked him in the face, told him don't be a can, cause ain't a girl in the world worth your sanity, man. You better start thinking and preparing your heart, cause if you hear the wrong thing, you'll be torn apart. Jesse stood up, the train came to a stop, had a look on his face like he was about to pop. I said, so what's up? Then he looked in my grill, kinda like I look myself when I'm about to get ill. He was looking on a platform right by a can, his girl locking lips with another man. Jesse broke stupid and pulled out a tool and started licking off like a crazy fool. The brother went Rambo, acting wild, and shot 16 people at the turnstile. The girl got sick when she saw blood flowing. The brother she was with did a Jesse Owen. I couldn't believe the brother ruined his world, all because somebody else bumped his girl. Somebody else bumped your girl.
Hit him better than you.
And the thought of it wrecked your world. Somebody else bumped your girl. It makes you mad, don't it?
Yep.
Now I'ma tell you all a story about my man Jim Stone, who had a 3-floor mansion and a yacht of his own. He had enough money, but what takes the cake? He had the baddest girl in about 10 states.
Word.
All he ever talked about was loving his girl and how he'd never touch another in the whole wide world.
Man.
Jim got the nerve once to buy her a ring, and when he put it on her finger, she was ready to sting. The brother had a party at his crib one night, had the place laid out and the music was hype. About 100 people, I would say no less. Freddie Fox ain't stupid, I can acknowledge a mess. I noticed this girl, she kept grinning a lot. She was hanging around the fireplace in this one spot. She looked like she was waiting for a train or a bus. She was waiting for Jim's best man, his boy Gus.
Let's go.
Gus got slick, took the girl by the hand, and dipped at the steps like the Bionic Man. I stood there shaking my head, I had a flashback by what happened uptown by the train track. Jim came over and he said to me, Fred, I got a real bad thought, bum rush in my head. I said, so what's the matter? Then he looked at me twice and said, I can't find my best man, Gus, or my wife.
Where is she?
Jim was on a mission. I could look in his eyes and see the meter on his blood pressure starting to rise. He headed up the steps and I followed behind, and I could tell by his face he had death on his mind. He stood by the room and the door was cracked. Then he took off his shirt and then we both stepped back. Jim kicked the door open and he stuck in his head and saw Gus and his wife both naked in bed.
This is good.
Jim grabbed a bat and I tell you the truth, he was swinging home runs like my man Babe Ruth. He left them both laying there stiff as a board, and he turned to me and said, Freddie Fox, I scored 2 counts, murder 1. Now he sits in a cell with a lifelong sentence and a story to tell.
I just have so much
I couldn't
money.
Believe the brother ruined his world, all because somebody else bumped his girl. Somebody else bumped your girl.
Hit him better than you.
And the thought of it wrecked your world. Somebody else bumped your girl. It makes you mad, don't it?
Yep.
Somebody else bumped your girl.
Hit him better than you.
And the thought of it wrecked your world. Somebody else bumped your girl. It'll make you ill, won't it?
Word. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, is that good?
Who's the Mac, baby? Oh, call me daddy.
Oh, is that good?
Who is the Mac? Oh, yeah.
From the Fox.
You mean that's it?
Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home. Honey, I'm home.